Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, as the final game of the NFL week came and went last night. Not the prettiest game ever played, but Good the Lord. 49ers are 8-4, so they're not apologizing for it. We'll get to all the news from the NFL coming up in 20 minutes. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well. And again, and you know, we only have three shows this week, so I'm going to try to pack as much getting ready for the weekend, the rivalry weekend on Friday and on Saturday in college football as we can over the next couple of days. But we'll get there. Mike Conti joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good seeing you.
It was fun yesterday.
Oh,
that
man,
was a really, really good
what
event.
A beautiful day, yeah. Right?
Yes, like, then this right here. But luckily got in today.
No kidding. We locked down.
Yeah, we tried to do it today. Oh, yeah. It'd be a lot of angry people playing brown grass. But, no, thank you for coming out. Thank you for supporting. Don't know if you heard, we raised almost $45,000 yesterday for Pets for Vets.
Hell yeah.
I have
so
an
thank
auction
you to the
item.
Listeners for that.
I have an auction item I won that I have no idea what to do with now.
What'd
so I bid on the dinner for four with wine pairings at the clubhouse up there.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's great, except I live like an hour away from
I was going to say that.
So,
yeah. Like,
so my wife and I were talking last night, like, do we get a car service to drive? How do we do it? You can't
stay at Bo's house.
Well, we have animals we care for, and one of them doesn't do very well without us. So that's a complication right now. But anyhow, great time. Really glad you guys were out there. Glad you got to play a hole or two.
I got to play a bunch.
I'm surprised that Dukes and Bell played so quickly. Usually, you know, they leave seven or eight holes undone by the time you're out.
So they teed off on one with no one in front of them.
Right.
So they just flew.
Yeah.
And so I met up with their group when they came in to do their show. I got to play two or three holes with Larry.
Yeah.
And I think Mike was the other guy's name.
Yeah.
And then the group in front of them, because they teed off on two, were so slowed down that they still had three holes left. So I played with them the final three holes.
Well, group two was the John Parla. I think John's one of our buddies here at the radio station. He helps us in sales. That's probably way under the stuff that he actually does. I'm sorry that I kind of demoted him. Yeah, he just helps us with
he's
sales.
He's just a friend who hangs out.
I think he's got a much, much more elaborate title than that. But I was with that group for a little bit with Allie Mack when we were on the golf cart yesterday. They were hitting. Mm. Like, they were hitting some serious. Oh, Dave Ashburn was in that group, too.
He's a good player.
He's really good. Mm-hmm. Mike DeLong was in that group.
He's a really good
and
player.
And he could be on tour,
he's
probably.
He's annoyingly good.
But the problem
like some
is,
people, it's like, oh, he's good. It's fun to play with. Mike's too. It sucks. It's not fun.
No, that's the problem because like, they back off of putts and they.
Well, he hits it 350 yards.
Well, that too. Right, but they back off a lot. They play a little slower. So anyhow, glad he got to play.
Cheaters.
And glad he got to play with Larry. It was really great hanging out with
Larry's
Larry
awesome.
Yesterday.
Larry's
a great
awesome.
Guy.
Time. Larry's awesome.
Such a fun time. All right, let's start with the Falcons. Falcons get a win on Sunday over the Saints. I mean, obviously losing five in a row before that sucks, but don't let that mess with your ability to enjoy the win. They beat the Saints on the road by two touchdowns. What were some of your takeaways from the win?
Really good defensive performance. I mean, the fact that the Saints got down to the 1 yard line twice on back-to-back possessions and you held them to 3 points in those two possessions is absolutely outstanding. You know, one thing that bothered me about the way the Carolina game went, along with the obvious, was that, you know, here again, the Falcons with a fourth quarter lead inside of 2 minutes. You just need that defense to get you one more stop, and they can't get the stop. And it feels like that's been a repeated thing, that the defense plays well, but they just cannot get that stop. Well, they got the stops on Sunday, multiple stops, to their credit. So very, very impressed with the defensive performance. I thought, you know, again, I know we're trying to make this a thing with Cousins being under center. Why can't we do that with Penix and all that? I do think, look, if you're going to rip Zach Robinson on days where he doesn't have it, you have to give him credit on days where he does. And the Falcons played very balanced football offensively. Game State did have part to do with that, but I think you ran it 28 times and you had 25 dropbacks. I like that ratio. I like that balance. So, I think a lot of good things to take out of it. I know there's the complaint out there, the Saints stink. And, you know, keep in mind they play the Saints. It's still an NFL team.
And they ain't won in 5 damn weeks.
That's, yes.
I mean,
right.
Falcons had one more win than them going into the game, so
yeah,
let's
well,
be careful.
I mean, yeah, right.
Saying
yeah,
who
that
stinks.
Too. But it's an NFL team, and it's on the road, and Randy, I'm sure you've played at the Superdome. That's not an easy place to play. So take it, now turn it into something, and hopefully you beat the Jets and you can get something going, because I think the book is still a little bit open. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but I do think Carolina losing last night, Tampa Bay, you know, probably not going to have Baker this weekend, and they've lost a couple in a row. This thing isn't quite over yet, and if you can get, you know, wins in games that you're supposed to win now against the Jets, and the Seahawks will be tough, but you're home, and then, you know, you could put a lot of pressure on Tampa in that Thursday night game if you win these next two.
Yeah, man. That's the trigger word, Mike, is under center and play action. That's the trigger word the last few days. I was like,
such anger about
it. Yeah, it's just
it too.
Anger. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's why you're 4-7. Because of that. Yeah, that's why you are. Mike, I want to talk about the Hawks. They continue with, like, I mean, no. Did we see that he was going to be, like, this kind of player?
Well, I think a lot of his production right now is because he's playing high minutes as a starter. He just didn't play these types of minutes last year at Minnesota because he was coming off the bench. But he's been really good, and he's one of the reasons why the Hawks have been able to tread water without Trae Young. So I got the question yesterday at Brown Grass. You know, the one question everyone's asking about the Hawks.
Yes.
You know, are they really better than them? And here's how I've been answering that. I don't necessarily think they're better or worse. I think they're different.
Yeah.
They're different.
Right.
Okay. The ball moves differently. It is a different feel defensively because you're a longer team. However, I'll also go back to the San Antonio game last Thursday, which was really not a good loss. Just calling it like it is. Not a good loss. Yeah, without Castle and without Wemby.
Gave up 135.
Yeah. Right. To and they didn't have Wemby and Castle. Yeah. And it's not like De'Aaron Fox went for 50 either. I mean, like, how does that happen?
It was Champagne.
Well, let me tell you what happened. You got into a jam in the second quarter where you had a lineup out there with no scoring. And that has happened a couple times during this run without Trae. You've had to play lineups where you just don't have a scorer out there. And that is unquestionably an area that Trae Young excels at. He gets you buckets. He scores. So I don't necessarily think they've been worse. I don't necessarily think they've been better. I just think they're different. And it's going to be a real challenge now for Quinn Snyder when Trae comes back. And his 4-week window is up tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
Now, he's already been listed as out for tomorrow.
Right, right.
And they said he'd be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So, I guess we'll get an update tomorrow. It doesn't necessarily mean he's imminently coming back. But when he does come back, how do you make it work? Mm-hmm. Because you're right. Nikhil Alexander-Walker has shown he can contribute if he gets the amount of minutes. Jalen Johnson has been all-star level
yes.
over the last couple weeks. Now, reintegrating Trey, how does that impact Jalen? How do you figure this out with Okongwu and Porzingis right now? Because Okongwu's played very well.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I like the Hawks when Mo Gay's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get more Porzingis, it means, by extension, less Mo Gay, who's really helping you defensively right now. So Quinn Snyder's going to have to get creative in how he manages this. But look, the Hawks right now are right where they need to be, and they've played good basketball. I did not have Toronto playing this well on my bingo card.
Right. Yeah,
but if you look at the losses that the Hawks have suffered to this point, now the two losses to Toronto, I think you look at that through a different prism. We'll get good barometers on the Hawks. Not tonight. Not tonight.
No.
Washington stinks.
They're 1-15.
But I think you're going to get a really good barometer on this three-game and four-night stretch, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Detroit. Detroit's won 13 in a row, and you're playing them on the road. But, you know, where do you stack up against Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
All right? I think the Hawks are, you know, kind of right there right now. Where do you stack up against Cleveland? The Hawks almost beat Cleveland without Trey a couple weeks ago on the road. Those are the barometers that I'm looking for over the next week.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, it's been really fun to watch them play without Trey and play as well as they have. I have no reason to think that it won't even be more fun when he comes back.
Me too.
Because he is awesome.
Yeah.
I just hope that it is, because if it isn't, you know what that leads to. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
If they lose the first game, he's back.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
God.
But like,
that will be the Hawks equivalent of under center in play.
Yes. People will overreact to it. But, like, you know, but after like 3 or 4 weeks, if we're watching it and it's like, well, this just doesn't look smooth, like, then it, you know, like, because it is. As much as I think we all agree that they're better with him, like, it's also possible that he comes back and it doesn't look great.
What is the biggest thing when you talk about him coming back? Is it the ball movement on offense or the defense?
I honestly think it's the ball. Well, it's both, but I think it's more the ball movement on offense.
Okay.
Because the sets are totally different with Trey. They're totally different in the half court with Trey. I honestly think there have been times, both with Trey, but even more so without lately. And I'm going to preface this by saying the Hawks have scored on a lot of these possessions. So in reality, it's not that big a deal. But I think they're overpassing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a couple sequences on Sunday. I know a lot of, let's call it like it is. I mean, the Falcons were playing at the same time as the Hawks on Sunday. The Hawks really messed around with the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
And Charlotte did not have ball playing. So LaMelo ball, not that they weren't playing ball. That was not a really great performance by the Hawks. There were moments in that game where I thought the Hawks were overpassing. They were still converting a lot of those possessions into baskets. But, you know, that's happened with Trey as well. But I just think the ball moves a little bit differently. I think the spacing is just a teeny bit different without than with. But Trey is an elite passer.
Mm-hmm.
Led the league in assists last year. It's complicated, I guess. But to me, it just looks like the ball movement has been a little more fluid. That's been more noticeable to me than any like major changes on defense. I think the defensive changes have more to do with personnel, like just Mo Gay playing more. He's a really good defensive player. Kristaps does give you rim protection when he's able to play. So that's more of a personnel thing.
Let me ask you a college football coaching carousel question, as obviously last week we talked about James Franklin. Going to Virginia Tech, still a lot of the other. I know that we're waiting for Lane Kiffin. They said they're going to tell us on Saturday they have their game.
By the way, can I throw a theory out there about Lane Kiffin?
Sure.
Okay, this reminds me of the first year of the NFL on Fox, and Jimmy Johnson was reportedly flirting with the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Fox starts coming out with promos. Sunday, on Fox NFL Sunday, Jimmy Johnson reveals his decision about the Eagles. Well, they're promoting it because they knew he was going to stay.
Right.
And they wanted people to watch him announce that he was going to stay with Fox. A lot of this feels to me like Saturday, Lane Kiffin announces his decision, and Ole Miss already knows he's staying. And
it could
that
be. It could be
that
I hope so.
This whole, you know, we're going to bring out Jim Gray to interview Lane Kiffin, like this all just feels very orchestrated. I could be totally wrong on this, but this all feels very weird. Orchestrated to me.
I hope you're right about that.
Yeah,
this is a weird thing because you're like, it's still Lane Kiffin in my opinion. I'm sorry, like, is he?
But he's the hottest name in this cycle.
Yeah.
Okay, because Kurt Cignetti is already tied up and.
It's all about timing in life.
Yeah, right. I mean, if Saban or Urban Meyer were available in the cycle, we'd be having these conversations about them.
They're proven, though. They're the proven ones.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you look at what Lane has done at Ole Miss, they'll go to the almost certainly go to the playoff this year. Outside of that, he won a Peach Bowl against Penn State 2 years ago when Penn State had three quarters of the team opting out.
Right.
And I think that was his only New Year's Six win. They've never been to the SEC championship game under him. He didn't stay long enough at Tennessee to really do anything. I think he gets I think he gets a lot of credit for what he did down at Florida Atlantic. Like, that was an outstanding coaching job, absolutely. But yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. You know, Lane Kiffin, yeah, you're right. We're not talking about Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, or even Kalen DeBoer, really, as far as what they have accomplished. Right. So, yeah, it is a little bizarre.
If you're going to stay, why would you do this to these people, you know?
But like, if these people already know?
The fans?
Well, don't worry about them. They're probably
about.
Not as worried about them.
I'm always worried
if
about
If the chancellor
fans.
Knows and the athletic director knows, that's all who needs to know.
So they're just like, okay, Lane, you just go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's trolling. Look, you watch this guy on social media. Right. That's what he does all the time. I think he's trolling everyone. That'd I think he's already told him he's staying. I really do.
Yeah.
He'll get a raise.
Well, yeah, but who's going to get a raise anyway? I don't know. I hope you're right. I
could be totally wrong. That's just
if this is a distraction and they lose to Mississippi State but if and his then he players leaves already on know Saturday.
But if his players already know, it's not a distraction.
Right. Yeah. Again, I hope you're right.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.